Pasuk to put us in a good mood if we need it. Dolva Navshi Mituga. Once again, a Dalit showing that I have nothing of my own. My tears are dripping from my sorrow. Kaimeinu Kidvorecha. Keep me going. Like Kaimeinu Kidvorecha. Sustain me like your promise, like your words. If a person looks at himself as an independent being, then his life can be filled with a lot of sorrow. He does not reach a lot of the things he's hoping to reach in life. Whether it be on a physical level, for sure, most people aspire to things they don't achieve. And definitely on a religious level, spiritual level, a person could, if he's focusing on himself and his own powers, and he'll generally get caught up with his bad meters and have a terrible feeling that he's not really making himself the person he wants to be either. So Dovid HaMelech says, I'm aware of the fact that I do sometimes feel this feeling of yogin, feeling that I really missed the boat. But we never give up, because as long as we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can get back on track. And Adarabba, sometimes from the fact that I fell down and I did something wrong, that is what brings me back. It says, Sheva Yipul Tzadik Vekom. A tzadik will fall 7 times, but he will get up again. Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner said that part of a person's growth is his nefilas, that he does something wrong, he doesn't live up to his expectations. But he doesn't just remain down. It can happen 7 times. As long as Vekom, he gets up again. That's what Dovid HaMelech is saying. I could have had my nefilas and I feel bad about them. But I'm turning to you, Hashem, because I know you want me to succeed. And if I turn to you, you'll give me the power to make it past this situation and keep on going. Kidvarecha. Kidvarecha means as your words, but it also means as you promised. Because when Hashem created all of us, the goal was that we should succeed. And He set it up in a fashion that as long as we want to succeed, we will succeed. Says that a Jewish person, we're built with the Yetzer, which challenges us. But a person who wants to go to Hashem, Misayim Oysoy. Hashem gives a special Siyat HaShemayah. It's a process of recognizing that I'm not at my best and I need that extra help from Hashem, and then turning to Hashem. Once we turn to Hashem and show Hashem our deep desires to go in Hashem's ways, we will be able to progress in life and get to higher levels of Avodas Hashem, higher levels of appreciation of ourselves, higher levels of giving Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and getting past the Tuga. So basically the feeling of Tuga, Yogin, of feeling bad, is one of the tools that we have that help us make ourselves better and better ourselves. There's never a state of despair that I'm so bad I cannot get out of it. Rabbi Yonah says that is the biggest Yetzer. Yetzer tries to convince us sometimes, I can never make myself better. So many times I tried and didn't go. That's the Yetzer. We get past that and realize those bad feelings are just there. So I should focus on what's really important in life. If I did something which is not good for my neshama, there's a reason to feel bad. It's like I made a terrible investment. But now I'm going to invest better. I'm going to learn from my mistakes. We'll turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And He'll give us the koiches to get to where we really want to go, to get to our shleimus in life, to have a pleasant life in this world, and the eternal pleasant life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kiyum nitzri, the eternal being that we will be, Bezrat Hashem Yisbarach.